Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
According to the Ministry of Health's surveillance report, children under 5 years old represent the main age group affected by accidental pesticide poisoning. On today's program, we continue to share some tips on keeping pesticides out of the reach of children. Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. The first stop will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Portland on Friday, September 25, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Friday, September 25 at the Errol Flynn Marina in Portland, starting at 10 a.m. See you there. The Caribbean Poison Information Network says statistics show that over the past decade, 80% of children in Jamaica have been exposed to various types of poisoning. Pesticides such as mosquito destroyers, ants powder, rat poison, and roach powder are among the most common agents of poisoning, which may be left on the skin, orally ingested, or inhaled with dust.
We are encouraging everybody to not put rat bait out where it can be found by a child. It should be used in a bait station, which is a small plastic box with holes that the rat or the mouse can get into there and eat the bait.
Head of the Pesticides Control Authority in the Ministry of Health, Michael Ramsey. Young children crawling around, exploring the home, may encounter harmful substances at the floor level and will not hesitate to put them into their mouth. This is how rat bait placed at floor level in the home causes about 40% of accidental pesticide poisonings reported from public hospitals. Ensure that children wash their hands before eating. It is important that pregnant women are not exposed to pesticides, as the fetus is particularly vulnerable to pesticides that enter the mother's body.
When the pregnant mother is exposed to pesticides, either by smelling it or it comes in contact with her skin, it will get into her bloodstream and then get to the fetus. The fetus is very vulnerable to pesticides and other harmful chemicals because it's very small, and also its immune system just cannot handle such hazardous material.
Studies indicate that some effects may not be manifested until much later in life. If liquid pesticide is stored in a drink or soda bottle, a child may mistake it for something edible. Additionally, some powder and solid pesticides resemble food.
Never store pesticides in anything but the original container of the manufacturer and with the label intact on it, because it's very easy to make a mistake and think that it is something that is drunk.
It is better to avoid storage by buying pesticides in small quantities that will be quickly used. And now for our proverb of the day. Cry, cry, pity, never have him right. And this means, those who are always complaining are seldom listened to.
Commuters, did you know it is against the law for rural bus operators to pick up passengers along bus routes in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, the KMTR? If caught, these operators can be charged with operating contrary to their licenses under the Public Passenger Transport Act. Make sure you take JUTC buses or the yellow-coded authorized buses within the KMTR and go about your business without being stopped by the police. JUTC, your route to excellence.
That brings us to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuwi James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.